Lyle, and welcome to the October 28th edition of Waxy's Darvel, your Celtic Connection Music Radio Show. Coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, try and hang in there for the next hour as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it from both near and far. To kick off today's show, we're going to share with you a classic track by the Godfathers of British Folk Rock, a band that's been entertaining us now for some 40 years. And the band is called Oyster Band. And three of the band's founding members, John Jones, Alan Prosser, and Ian Telfer, will be back here at the Pyramid on Tuesday, October the 30th, for a high-energy show. Oyster Band with another Quiet Night in England here on 101.5.
Another quiet night in England. Far away, the dogs are barking. Just another quiet night in England. Decent folk are all in their beds, and he is sleeping, lying dead. And another quiet night goes by. Just another quiet night. His father used to own the factory. Another quiet night in England. But the sun cashed in and he sold the site, and the town fell silent. We'll be right back.
the time to find the feeling. See everything on its own, and you'll find you know the way, and you'll know the things you're shown. Oh, everything to the day. See the carpet of the sun, the green grass soft and sweet, sounds upon the shores of sunshine, warmth around you, sounds from far away, music of the love that found you, the seed that you plant today, tomorrow will be a tree, and living goes on this way, it's all part of you and me.
If you're just joining me, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. And as part of opening set on this afternoon's show, we just went back to 1973 as we took a listen to the English progressive rock band Renaissance that combined the lead vocals of Annie Haslam with a fusion of classical folk rock and jazz influences. And besides Haslam, the classic Renaissance lineup also included the likes of John Tout, Michael Dunford, John Camp, and Terry Sullivan. The song was called Carpet of the Sun. The album is titled Ashes Are Burning. Before Renaissance, the Glasgow band Braybach, a group that's made up of traditional Scots musicians that's been entertaining us now since 2005, we just heard a piece of music called Knees Up. And this is a track from Braybach's brand new sixth album. It's titled Frenzy of the Meeting. And the vocals on that track were handled by the band's fiddler, Megan Henderson. Kicked off today's show with England's Oyster Band, a song called Another Quiet Night in England, comes from an album titled Step Outside from the year 2002. And since 1978, Oyster Band has toured some 35 countries, won 5 BBC Folk Awards, and they've released over a dozen studio albums. And as I mentioned, three of the founding members of Oyster Band, John Jones, Alan Prosser, and Ian Telfer, will be back here in Winnipeg for a show at the Pyramid this coming Tuesday, October the 30th. This is a good spot to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxies Dargle shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, or would just like to call in and say hi, you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some music by Poor Angus, Cantizard, and the Chieftains with a very special guest. So, stay with us. Up next, some music by Poor Angus, a band that hails from Hamilton, Ontario. We're going to hear a song written by the band's lead vocalist, Scott Cameron Smith. It's all about Colleen. Poor Angus, here on 101.5.
Set sail on a brigantine in 1902, looking for adventure full of vinegar too. I left her by the dockside with a tear in her eye, singing, girl, I'm a sailor, I'll be back by and by. Colleen, Colleen, I hear your heart song. I wandered and I rambled away for so long. Colleen, Colleen, I hear your heart cry. The ocean or the notion bringing tears to my eyes. Now the silks and the spices and a sweet for an eye are the things that a sailor will do for and die. Flagging and a bedpost and a fight now and then. Keep an eye on the lookout till we spot land again. Colleen, Colleen, I hear your heart song. I wandered and I rambled away for so long. Colleen, Colleen, I hear your heart cry. Since the ocean or the notion bringing tears to my eyes. We rounded the cape on a warm summer's day. I stood by the rail and the waves, they did say, you're a gypsy and a wanderer and a sailor by trade. But leaving her boy was a mistake that she made. Colleen, Colleen, I hear your heart song. I wandered and I rambled away for so long. Colleen, Colleen, I hear your heart cry. Since the ocean or the notion bringing tears to my eyes. Blowing fair, all I can do is hope that she'll be there. And if she will have me, well, I'll make her my bride. And I'll hold her and I'll love her till the day that I die. Colleen, Colleen, I song. I wandered and I rambled away for so long. Colleen, Colleen, I hear your heart cry. Is it the ocean or the notion bringing tears to my eyes? Colleen, Colleen, I hear your heart song. I wandered and I rambled away for so long. Colleen, Colleen, I hear your heart cry. Is it the ocean or the notion bringing tears to my eyes? Is it the ocean or the notion bringing tears to my eyes?
His clothes were drenched. I knew that he was dead, and I turned away a moment. When I looked back, he was gone. Then went and awoke my mother. I said, "Mother, something's wrong. Something's wrong." Here but for a moment, those were the words she spoke. I thought that I was dreaming, but it was an hour ago I woke. And I swear I heard him call my name, and a horrid grinding sound. I feel my dear, he's lost his way. His ship has run aground. It's run aground. Baby sister too. Say nothing now of what's occurred, but say I've things to do. There's a shortwave radio up the cove, ship to shore distress. Go down and make some breakfast, and I'll get up and get dressed. Fairly breaking, she headed down the path where the waters crashed across the rocks with all its rage and wrath. But her heart had gone to ashes, and the ice chewed through her bones. And her footsteps fell like granite as she came back home. Inside the doorway, she turned towards the cove. She took down the blessed crucifix and she burned it in the stove. And we all stood in the kitchen like travelers in the rain, waiting on some distant platform to board some lonely train. My mother's in the ground. My brother and sister moved away and left me a house and land. And I sell my socks and sweaters to the tourists from away. There's a monthly old age pension, and it keeps the wolf at bay. And I count the days. Night comes stealing, he drifts in on the mist, sits quietly there in his rocking chair so he won't disturb my rest. And when I wake with morning light, he's gone to sea once more. Go
downstairs and light the stove. Mop salt water from the floor. I mop salt water from the floor.
Traditional music ambassadors, the Chieftains, joined in by a special guest on vocals, the Rolling Stones' Mick Jagger, with the title track to the Chieftains' award-winning album that was released almost 25 years ago now, back in 1995. It's called The Long Black Veil. And the Chieftains were first formed in Dublin back in November 1962 by Paddy Maloney, Sean Potts, Michael Tabridi, Martin Fay, and David Fallon. Before the Chieftains, we heard singer-songwriter Ken Tizzard, who was born and raised in St. John's, Newfoundland. He now lives in Campbellford, Ontario, and Ken has just released an album titled Good Dog Lost. and it's made up of his arrangements of 11 songs written by the late, great Ron Hynes, the popular Newfoundland folk singer-songwriter who passed away on November 19th, 2015, at the age of 64. We heard a song called My Father's Ghost. As I mentioned, the album is titled A Good Dog Lost. Kicked off that set with a band from Hamilton, Ontario. They call themselves Poor Angus. We heard a song called Colleen, one of my favorite tracks from the band's self-titled debut recording that they released back in 2007. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show and any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636. And you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxy's, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And I'll try my best to try and track your request down and get it on the air for you. You can check out today's and past show playlists, as well as available Waxy's Dargle podcasts, by going to the programming schedule under the programming tab on the new UMFM homepage, and that's at umfm.com. And then go down to Waxy's Dargle at 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. You can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxy's Dargle Facebook page at Waxy's Dargle Radio. Up next, a song by Dolores Kane, who was born in the County Galway, and Dolores was also a founding member of the traditional Irish band De Donnan before embarking on her very successful solo career, establishing her as one of the best interpreters of traditional Irish music. We're going to hear her arrangement of a song written by Paul Brady, who was born in Belfast and raised in Strabane in the County Tyrone. Here's Dolores Kane with a song called The Island, here on 101.5.
street so long. I think of you, I think of home. It seems our younger years were filled with fewer tears. What it takes to carry on is something brave, something strong. Embrace the road ahead. That's what he said. And hold on, look into your heart. I can take the weight from your shoulders. And hold on, look into your heart. And we're just like him, me and you. And though the road is long, that spirit carries on. We learn of kindness and of grace, the many things we should embrace. Keep that with you now. Push your head somehow and hold on. Look into your heart. I can take the weight from your shoulders. And hold on. Look into your heart. I won't leave you sad till it's over. I can take the weight from your shoulders and hold on, look into your heart. I won't leave your side till it's over. Hold on, look into your heart. I can take the weight from your shoulders and hold on, look into your heart. I won't leave your side till it's over.
No more to war, more to death.
Island. That was the Carters, a fine Celtic music quartet made up of two sets of siblings, Fiona and Kieran McGilvray, along with Roseanne and Jimmy McKenzie. We heard their cover of a song written by Scotland's Karen Polwart. It's titled Water Lily. And it's the opening track to an album that the Carters released back in 2006 called Forerunner. Before the Carters, we heard Scary Vor, an award-winning band originally formed back in 2004 by the Isle of Tiree's Gillespie brothers, Daniel and Martin. Scary Vor is now an eight-member band based in the Glasgow area, and we heard a track from their new seventh album. It's called Evo, E-V-O, and a song we heard was called Hold On. It featured the vocals of Alex Dalish on lead vocals. Started off that set with the County Galway's Dolores Kane with a track from an album titled Lion in a Cage. We heard her arrangement of a song written by Paul Brady called The Island. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UM FM. Let's take one more break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so stay with us. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5 at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. And remember, next weekend we have to turn those clocks back to standard time. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have the popular long-running Canadian-Irish folk group, the Irish Rovers, who have been recording and touring the world now for some 55 years. We're going to hear their arrangement of the Shores of Botany Bay. And then we will follow that up with a band from New York City called Whirligig. And we're going to hear a medley of three tunes, Limerick Lasses, which is a reel, followed up by a jig titled A Loaf of Bread. And then we'll close off again with another reel, the Shetlands Fiddlers. So, good night, take care, have a great week, until we catch you next time here on 101.5. Stay tuned for Gail up next with the Comfort Cafe. Here's the Irish Rovers with the Shores of Botany Bay and Whirligig with a medley of three tunes. So, bye for now.
Shiblad and Curlays, to command a gang of nabbies there, they told me to engage. I thought I'd drop in for a drink before I sail away, or to take a trip on an emigrant ship to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar, farewell to your dirty lime, farewell to your gangway and your gangplank, and the hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin, she's lying at the quay, for the tinker Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. The best years of our lives we spent working on the docks, building mighty wharves and piers from earth and ballast rocks. Our pensions keep our jobs secure, but I won't rue the day when I'll take that trip on an emigrant ship to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar, farewell to your dirty lime, farewell to your gangway and your gangplank, and the hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin, she's lying at the quay, for the tinker Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. Came up this morning and he says, well Pat, you know that if you don't mix that mortar quick, I'm afraid you'll have to go. Well, of course he did insult me, so I demanded all me pay, and I told him straight I was going to emigrate to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar, farewell to your dirty lime, farewell to your gangway and your gangplank, and the hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin, she's lying at the quay, for the tinker Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. And when I reach Australia, I'll go and search for gold. There's plenty there for digging up, or so I have been told. And when I've made me fortune, there'll be no more bricks to lay. I'll take me ease doing what I please on the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar, farewell to your dirty lime, farewell to your gangway and your gangplank, and to hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin, she's lying at the quay, for the tinker Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar, farewell to your dirty lime, farewell to your gangway and your gangplank, and to hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin, she's lying at the quay, for the tinker Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.